Chapter 14. Shang Damsontong was even easier to deal with than Bowflag had been. Swart Sixclaw promised her joint leadership of the Horde, plus many fine metal weapons, and she was eager and greedy. They sealed the bargain with fine wine from the south, Swart drinking from the bottle and allowing his new partner the honour of drinking from the poisoned silver chalice. The six-clawed warlord could scarce suppress an evil snigger. Would they never learn, these so-called leaders, that none was more deadly and pitiless than he? Once again, he was warlord of all the great Horde. Shang's former band of foxes was only too happy to follow Swart. Issued with good metal weapons to take the place of their former crude arms, regaled with promises of lavish booty to come, they joined gladly. But Swart had not reckoned with Balefur. The big dog fox had been only loosely attached to Shang Damsontong's band. He was more of a loner, tough, independent and fearless. Balefur answered to no beast. Swart had noticed him as the march southwest had continued, standing out, bigger than the rest, striding confidently, neither asking nor giving help to any beast. Moreover, Balefur had armed himself with a large double-headed battle axe, and he carried it with the easy grace of one who knew how to use it. On the second night's camp, Swart decided to meet with the big fox. Being one of the few left with a tent, the warlord had it set up, guards posted around it, and the fire burning outside. Cushions were scattered around inside, and Swart's wife, Bluefen, set out a good array of food and drink. The warlord was out to impress any potential friend or enemy with a show of splendour and power. Four armed vermin were sent to bring the fox into Swart's presence, but from the start the interview went badly. Balefur sauntered in, battle axe slung nonchalantly across his shoulder, completely ignoring the four guards around him. He winked casually at Swart and leaned up against the tent post. Swart studied his guest before speaking. Then he crooked the claw at Agal, the stout captain.
Agal, relieve our friend of that great heavy weapon.
Balefur toted the axe, shaking his head at the captain.
Nay, laddie. This is my weapon. No beast takes it from me. Do you ken?
He laughed openly at the hesitant Agal.
Besides, it's no heavy. I can wield it with nae fuss.